You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Hello, welcome to Lights Up. I'm your host, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from beautiful Sweet Home Chicago. For those who don't know me, I'm an author, a spiritual life coach, intuitive, light worker, channeler, medium, and a passionate believer. I believe in angels. Angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. I believe in the law of attraction, and I've incorporated so many of these laws into my life and have manifested not just my dreams and desires, but blessings I've never even considered. I never even saw them coming. Oh, I'm not done. I'm not done by a long shot. None of us really ever are. So thank you for tuning in. Maybe you're a spiritual person. Maybe you don't know if you are. Maybe you're just beginning your journey, or maybe you're just curious. It doesn't matter. If you're looking for a change in your life and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction, you've come to the right place. I'm here to help. I'm a bridge. I'm a storyteller. And I share many true and amazing stories that have enabled me to test out the universe and experience my part in the co-creation of my life. I was blessed with this podcast, seemingly out of nowhere, I always say that, but divinely created to share and hopefully inspire others to take charge of their lives, take charge of their thoughts, and co-create their desires with the universe. Okay, let's get started. So it's a very interesting show this week because as I was writing the script, so here's how it works. Like, I write the script on one day and I kind of have a topic in mind and then I start writing and then my spirit guides take over. So that's really how it goes. I really don't know where it's going to go until I start writing it because I'm not really writing it. I'm a messenger. So it just goes where it's supposed to go. So this week, the topic started off being manifestation, how your thoughts become things, right? That's what I started. And then halfway through writing the script, my script got hijacked. And it got hijacked by these wonderful nosy spirit guides that I have who always have to get their two cents in, which I love. So I have learned that I am supposed to just go with it and I don't resist them. So I go, oh, I thought we were going this way. And then they go, no, stay with me, Karen. We're going this way. So you're going to see where this goes from one place to another and you'll see where it happens. Yeah. They always get their way. Smarty pants that they are. I love them. So, okay. So we're just going to go forward. All right. Glad I got that straightened up. All right. So last episode, I touched base on the law of attraction. It was just kind of like a law of attraction 101. We didn't get too deep into it. Just kind of a gentle, you know, law of attraction 101. So I really want to thank all of those who reached out to me to thank me. And here's what they thanked me for. They thanked me for the reminders. Thank you, Dominica. Yes, the reminders. See, because at the end of the day, these are just reminders. Because our souls know all of this. We're just choosing to remember it when we choose to remember it, bit by bit, day by day, thought by thought, right? Okay. So we already know this. These are just reminders. So I love that. So I thought this week, we could drill down a bit more and talk about manifestation. And this is kind of when things got hijacked a little bit. But So I want to talk to you about using the law of attraction, the steps to manifestation. Okay. Number one, decide what you want, right? Pretty easy. But okay, we'll go back to that. Number two, feel the energy of your desire. Number three, visualize your desire. Number four, release limiting beliefs. Number five, believe in your ability to manifest. Number six, take inspired action. One of my favorites. Number seven, allow the process to unfold. Okay, so we'll go back and start. All right, so I'm going to use as an example this very podcast because I do the same introduction for every show. So if you're used to hearing me say, blah, 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 I'm Karen Rizzo, your host. That's the same introduction I use all the time because somebody could just pop in at any time and listen to the show depending on the subject. So maybe you're not listening to them in order or you're just listening to a certain one. So I always say the same introduction. So I'm going to use, so I always say, I was blessed with this podcast seemingly out of nowhere and I kind of chuckle. Because there is a story to this. Okay, so we're going to use this story of actually how I got this podcast, how it was delivered to me, how I manifested it. We're going to use that as an example for all of this. Okay, so number one was decide what you want. So I always have a lot of things that I want. Well, I'm human. There's a lot of things I want. There's a lot of things that I desire. I desire this and that and this and that. And one of the things that I had desired was to write a book. And so I did. I wrote one and then I wrote two and then I wrote three. And then after that, I was like, oh, now what do I desire? I love to talk to groups. I love to speak. I always said I wanted a podcast. Now, I know okay. I know I don't really have a radio voice because I used to listen to myself when I was a kid on the tape recorder. Remember anybody back in the 60s or the 70s? I was like, that's not my voice. That doesn't sound like me. And everyone was like, yeah, that's your voice. And I'm like, no, that can't be my voice. But I was told by somebody who has a podcast or has his own radio show, you have passion. So I'm going with that. So I'm going with the part that I have passion. So I always wanted a podcast. All right. So using that as an example, take time and really think about what you want. Settle on however many things you want, then pick one out to try with the universe until you kind of get the process down so it doesn't feel like you're overwhelmed and you want to give up. So I picked the podcast. Okay, we'll put that aside. Number two, feel the energy of your desire. Feel what it's like to receive what you desire. Kind of feel the feelings. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to manifest this podcast. I'm going to feel how it is to, you know, use this voice that it doesn't ever sound like mine. You know, feel how it feels. Feel how it feels to say the words. Feel how it feels. Okay, so that's what I was doing. This was for a few years, a couple of years. Okay. You know, feel that energy of the podcast, of me putting energy into the microphone like that. All right. Number three, visualize your desire. And that's visualize having it. So I would do the same thing. I would visualize what it looked like on my desk or the kitchen table, wherever my office was going to be, and visualize, you know, what kind of setup I was going to have and, you know, a microphone. You know how people have like radio shows and they have all that equipment. And I'm like, how much equipment do I need? So I would just visualize whatever it was, this microphone or that microphone or one hanging from the ceiling like that, or, you know, so I would visualize it. Okay. Number four. Release limiting beliefs. Okay, so this is about, you know, what I talked about last week. Watch your thoughts about limits of receiving. Be aware when those thoughts come in or what it's going to stop the process or slow it down. So that's when I would be like, I can't do a podcast. I don't have a radio voice, or my face expressions and my hand expressions are what people mostly relate to because I'm kind of comical, you know, and you're not going to be able to hear it on the radio, or I'm not going to be able to do it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not that techie. I'm kind of techie, but I'm not that techie. So I would have all these limiting beliefs that would kind of close the door, and the universe would be like, oh, okay. And close the door, right? Okay. Number five, believe in your ability to manifest. Well, then I would always go back to, I was like, well, I'm a manifester. And look at I manifested all this thing. And I'm sticking with it that I desire a podcast. Believe you have the power, the abilities. Believe you're a rock star. Believe you're a door kicker downer. And that's what I always believed. I was like, I've witnessed all the other things I manifested. I'm like, I am going to get a podcast. I am going to have my own podcast. So it was the belief that I've done so some of the other things. And why can't I do this? Okay. Number six, take inspired action. This is one of my favorites. Don't sit back and wait for it to happen. The inspired action is part of the manifestation. Don't resist the thoughts that tell you how to get there. Don't resist the gut instincts that say, go there, do this, call this person. Inspired action is so powerful. So my inspired action was, you know, maybe last year or the year before, a couple of years ago, I was like looking up how to do podcasts. Okay, like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I really didn't have anyone to help me. So I'm like Googling it and I'm looking at all kinds of, you know, apps I have to download, like this app or this app. I don't know. I downloaded a bunch of stuff on my computer. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. Do I need a sound engineer for this? Like, I didn't know how it was going to happen. And then cool thing is I probably about a year ago, I went to, and then anyway, I left those things all downloaded on my computer, didn't do anything with it. But every time I would open my computer on my desktop, I would see this icon of this program, right? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. But then about a year ago, I went to Best Buy. Walking to Best Buy, and I'm just like, well, I'm just going to look for equipment. Do I need this or do I need that? Do I need a microphone or, you know, why do they have this cage around a microphone? And what does all this mean? So I started looking at podcast equipment or microphones and stuff and, you know, kind of like touching it and pricing stuff out and believing that, you know what, I'm going to do this. Now, I don't know how much, you know, I was kind of thinking how much does it cost? And I'm like, well, maybe, you know, not this check, but maybe next check. Like I had a price in my mind of how much it was going to cost to buy equipment. The Best Buy guy was trying to be helpful, but he was anyway, whatever. And so I told him, I'll be back. Like, I'm going to do this. And, you know, but thanks for the help. Okay. So that's taking inspired action. I didn't actually buy anything that day, but what I had already done was I downloaded some programs and I was looking at, equipment. So the universe is like, ah, she's serious about this. Believe me, I did not know what I was doing. Okay. We'll go back to the numbers. So number seven, allow the process to unfold. Don't try to control it. Let it happen. Do your part. Let the universe do their part. Her part. I always say her part. But that's the point, is that I didn't know how I was going to do it. I just knew I was going to do it. But sidestep real quick. In my third book, Rebuilding in Light, I actually wrote an article about this man who found me on the internet because he was Googling spirits at Disney because he was getting all these messages to go to Disney. So he just went on the internet and Googled spirits at Disney, you know, like ghost spirits. And believe it or not, my name came up because in my second book, Living in the Light, I talk about how I worked at Disney and all the spirits that I encountered there. So my name comes up and this lovely man contacts me and we begin, you know, a very nice friendship. Like this is one of my friends now. And we have been working together and we help each other and he gets messages for me and I get messages for him. So my point to this is I told him that I wanted to write this story in my third book. And he's like, oh, I don't know. And I said, no, I am. So when I wrote the story about him, I actually said, something like paraphrasing. And I said, well, you know, one day when I launch my podcast, I'm going to have him on my show. His name is Rick. I'm going to have Rick on my show. And you're going to hear how, you know, if you think I'm excited all the time when I speak, you should hear Rick. Rick Carlin is his name. So when I wrote that, the book was going to print and I was in like final edit. And I remember reading that about podcasts. And I'm like, oh, am I going to promise this, you know, my listeners, or, you know, not my listeners, my readers at the time, am I promising my readers a podcast? Oh, I think I'm going to take that line out. And my guys were like, well, if you take that line out, you're, you know, why? Because you think you're not going to have a podcast? And I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to have a podcast. And like, you always said you wanted a podcast, leave it in. And I thought, oh, okay. So I left it in. Okay. So we'll come back to that. Anyway, our part is to take the steps to trust the universe, to answer the door, to answer the call, to respond to the call. All roads lead to the desire. You just don't know how you're going to get there, but you have to keep going, trust the universe, keep walking, keep moving down each road. So what happened is, after my third book came out, which was released on October 1st, maybe like the day after it's released, I get an email from Law of Attraction magazine. And I thought, oh, you know, I hear from them every once in a while. But this time, the girl who manages everything said, I really want you to talk to the editor of Law of Attraction magazine. Her name is Jules Johnson. And I was like, okay. You know, and I'm thinking, well, I know that, you know, they probably want me to, you know, do something with the magazine, but I'm thinking in my head, I don't really have any money to do that now, but my guys were like, no, talk to her. And I was like, okay, I'll talk to her. So I talked to Jules on like October 5th. And right before I talked to Jules, though, her call was at like 10 o'clock Central Time. But my 9 o'clock Central Time was my marketing guy, my marketing contact from my publisher, from Balboa Press. And he said to me, okay, so your book is out and, you know, this is what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, tell me what you want. And I said, oh, I know just what he wants. And I told him, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then I said to him, I want a podcast. And he's like, okay, okay. So he hung up the phone. 5 minutes later, Jules Johnson calls. And Jules Johnson says to me, hi, Karen. This is Jules Johnson. Like, I'm really glad that we are able to connect. She said, I just want to congratulate you on your book. And I was like, what book? Like, I have three books. Like, what book? And she goes, well, the book you just released. I'm like, okay, my book just came out. Like, how do you even know about my book? Like, press release didn't go out. How do you even know about my book? And we start talking, and, you know, as you, those that know me and those that are getting to know me, I'm a little chatty. And so I started telling her about my first and second book and what happened in my life, all these crazy, amazing miracles and these experiences with angels and metaphysics and spirits. And we're talking and talking and talking. By halfway through the conversation, Jewel stops me and says, you need a podcast. And I said, I know, right? I do. I do. I said, I want a podcast. And she goes, no, you don't understand. I can make that happen. We have a network, Law of Attraction Network. And you, my friend, are going to be our newest host. And that's how fast it happened. I'm not even kidding you. That's exactly how it happened. And I said, wait, what? And she gave me the details. And she said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to need this from you, a picture. You're going to need to approve your music, like all of this. By the time we hung up, it was a done deal and the process started. So you see what I'm saying? All I had to do was take the steps. It was a couple of years, but if I would have moved faster on it, it would have happened sooner, but the universe was conspiring to do it all. That is called the law of attraction. That is how you manifest. When I hung up the phone, I was stunned. I mean, stunned. I was so scared. I'll be honest with you. I was so scared because I was like, wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? I called my best friend, Marianne. Hi, Mare. And I told her, and she's like, oh my God, this is everything you wanted. I said, Mare, I'm so nervous. How did this happen? And she's like, because this is what you wanted. You're ready for this. You know, I had to sit with it a couple of days and say, my guides are like, yeah, let's go. What are you waiting for? Because you think, well, if it happens, how could I be ready for it? I wasn't expecting it. See, that's the thing. You get what you manifest, but you get so much more when you let the universe fill in the holes, right? I never bought the equipment. I didn't even need the equipment as it turned out, because the way we do it, it's just everything is through, you know, through Zoom and through my computer. And I send everything to Jules after I record it, and they do everything. So I don't have to do soundboards. I don't have to do any of that. They do all of that. So you see what I'm saying? The way to manifest is just to take the inspired action. Again, your part, our parts, is to take the steps. Trust the universe. Trust the universe. Answer the door. Answer the call. Respond to the call. All roads lead to the desire. You just don't know how you're going to get there, but we have to keep going. Trust the universe. Keep walking. Keep moving down each road. And that's calling your best friend. And then your best friend tells you, you can do this. And my best friend also told me, Kara, if you're not ready to do this, tell her you're not ready. You could do whatever you want. But she gave me the courage to move forward with this. Okay, so this is where my spirit guides kind of hijacked this script. And they reminded me, they showed me a picture of Dorothy. Okay, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. And, you know, she wanted to go home, right? That was her manifestation. She wanted to go home. She was in Oz, and she was in this foreign land, and all she wanted was to go home. And what did the good witch tell her to do? Follow the yellow brick road, right? So she starts following the road. She don't know where she's going, but the point was, just start the journey. Because when she gets to a fork in the road, she's like, where am I going to go? There's a yellow road there, and there's a yellow road there. But the road, the journey wasn't the... It wasn't the destination, right? The destination, Oz, or wherever you're going home, was not the purpose of her journey. The purpose was the people that she met along the way, right? And who did she meet along the way? You know, the scarecrow who needed help. And then they teamed up and they walked a little further and they met the tin man who needed this. And then they went a little further. Everybody needed everybody on this journey. Then they met the lion and then they traveled the road together and they got everything that they desired, that some of them didn't even know what they really desired. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of where they took me. So my point is, this is what they learned, that each one of them changed each other's lives. They all taught them so much. There really wasn't a yellow brick road. She was just being pushed to begin the journey, the path. She came to the fork in the road, always guided anyway, but allowed to make her decisions, right? Guess what? At the end of it, they all had everything they needed within themselves all the time. They just didn't realize it. As we walk our journeys to our desires, the destinations, our job is to keep our eyes peeled for others, others who are looking for their own destinations, to walk with them and inspire each other. This is where they hijacked it, because the real wealth in all of these destinations and these manifestations is to be there for each other. Getting all choked up now. Because it's most important to realize that, especially now, none of us are walking alone. Open your eyes. Recognize when someone who is in searching for someone as well, searching. We can all help each other during these crazy times more than we realize. Anybody see what's going on in the world right now? This is the time more than ever. We are not to be just focused on our destination. We should be keeping our eyes open for each other. They reminded me, don't be so caught up in your own manifestations that you're blind to the fact that the universe sends us what and who we need during our journey to inspire and be inspired by, to help each other figure things out, to open someone's heart, to give each other courage. That, my friends, may be the most important manifestations we can create, connections with each other. This may be the most important time in all of our lives to connect with each other. Yes, scary, scary, crazy, scary times for sure. But remember, none of us walk alone on any journey. The universe does not make mistakes. Pit stops are part of the process. Enjoy the pit stops. Be grateful for those that help us. Be grateful for those that help us along our way onto where we're going. Those pit stops, sidetracking, the forks in the road, it's all part of the beautiful process. And so many have lost their jobs and lost their way, trying to figure out their next move during COVID, reinventing themselves. Remember, The universe is all part of the process. Don't you think the universe has this hand in COVID? You think the universe is asleep at the wheel and saying, why, what's going on in the world? Why, what? No, the universe has COVID is all mixed into all of this for the greater good. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it truly is. Remember, you are never, 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 ever alone. As I said, this show started out being about manifesting, kind of just a peek into manifesting. But as I said, my gorgeous, crazy, pushy spirit guides, who I adore, hijacked my script just a bit and wanted me to focus on where we are in humanity right now. This is not about this nor that, this side or that side. It's about each of us being available to help when and where we're needed. These are such tough, tough times, but we are still all in this together. Manifest all you want, have at it, but always stay open to the universe, always. As you all know, I'm a huge, big fan of manifestation, and I'm learning all the time. But it's okay to stop focusing on where we want to be and be grateful for where we are and what we can do in the meantime and how we can all make a difference, especially during these unprecedented times. We all still need each other. Stop. Look around. Be aware of your fellow man. Enough. It's time. It's time to rebuild in light. Be the light. Shine your light so you can shine your light on someone else. Someone needs your light, your warmth. And then they'll shine their light on somebody else. That's how we're going to get through all of this. I know we all feel so disconnected today, but actually we're more connected than ever. More connected than we've ever been. Can you feel it? I promise you, we're all still aligned. All I ask is that you stop and feel the alignment and feel for each other. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, I'm here to help. Email me, KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friends. Until next time, keep those beautiful, beautiful shining brightly. And to my spirit guides, thank you. I will talk to you soon. Lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on our show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.